Over the coming weeks, the church will put before us three very long pieces from the Gospel according to John. And those stories will help us understand what it is to be a believer and how it is to be a disciple, a proclaimer of God's word. The world in which John's gospel is written is a very different world from which Matthew, Mark, and Luke draw their story. John's world is a very secularized world. John's world is very much a world of Greece and Rome, a world of Greek and Roman philosophy, a world of Greek and Roman art and culture. It is very much removed from the world of the Mediterranean that marks the life of Jesus. And so it is in John's gospel that we see different images, different words. It's in John's gospel that we see the truth of Jesus Christ told in a different way. And we learn in John's gospel how to live and how to proclaim God's word in a secular society. And that's particularly challenging for us today. Of all Western cultures and all Western countries, the United States is probably the most religious. In a recent survey conducted by the Pew Foundation, 59% of Americans said religion was important to them, as opposed to 21% of Germans, 11% of French, and 6.5% of Italians. And yet that number, 59%, is a number that is dropping and dropping consistently year after year. More and more men and women of Western society live as if God is not necessary. A number of years ago, there was an article or there was an interview that was printed in Vanity Fair in which one of the aides of Tony Blair was being interviewed and was asked about how religious faith impacted the Blair administration. And his answer was, "In Great Britain, we don't do God." It is possible for human beings to construct a society in which God is irrelevant. And that truly is the direction that is found in Western society. Well, that was the kind of society in which the author of John's gospel presents the picture of Jesus of Nazareth. In the third chapter, he has Jesus entering a long conversation with a Jew by the name of Nicodemus, in which Jesus gets into the very life of Nicodemus and draws out of him what's deep within his heart. In the following chapter, the fourth chapter, the chapter that makes up today's gospel, we have Jesus entering into a conversation with a Samaritan, with an outsider, with a person who lives on the fringe, with a person who is regarded as unclean, with a person who is regarded as an enemy. And in that conversation, in that very free conversation that Jesus has with this Samaritan woman, he draws her to faith. He draws her to see what it is that he comes to proclaim. He draws her to be able to accept that God is spirit and God is truth, and that we are called to worship God in spirit and in truth. In next week's gospel reading, Jesus will enter into a conversation around blindness and sight. And he'll enter into that conversation with a blind man and with the Pharisees and the scribes. And on the following week, he will enter into an experience of death and resurrection at the point of the death of his good friend Lazarus. And in all of that, John's gospel is helping us try to see how it is that one lives and proclaims the good news in a terribly diverse and a terribly secularized society. What the Gospel of John is absolutely insistent upon is that in the heart of every single person, there is a longing for meaning and a longing for God. And whether a person realizes it or not, that hunger is present. And the role of the missionary, the role of the disciple, the role of the follower of Jesus, the role of the believer, is to have the courage to enter into a conversation that allows that hunger to be expressed. A conversation in which one listens to the word of the other. A conversation in which one walks around inside the experience of the other. A conversation in which one respects the working of the Holy Spirit in the life of another. And then gently, carefully, lovingly invite that person to see that the hunger he or she experiences, the call or the desire for meaning that he or she knows, ultimately finds itself in the very person of God. That's what you and I are called to do. We are called to, in a very respectful way, invite others to faith. The teaching that Jesus gives, the modeling that Jesus gives in St. John's Gospel, can be an instruction for us today on how to live our faith and how to invite others to understand the hunger that they experience deep within themselves. We turn to the Lord God in faith and we pray.
For all those, like the Samaritan woman, are thirsty and are searching for a deeper meaning in life, may they find this in Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Let us pray.
Hold us in your mercy,
hold us in your mercy,
hold us in your mercy,
hold us in your mercy.
For those who are lonely or rejected, that they may find others who are willing to listen to them, let us pray.
Hold us in your mercy,
hold us in your mercy,
hold us in your mercy.
Hold us in your mercy.
For all Christians, that we, like the woman at the well, may bring others to accept Jesus as the Lord and giver of life. Let us pray.
Hold us in your mercy.
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 And we pray for those who are sick. For Daniel Goodstein, Robert Worden, Larry Sackey, Allison Gobelli, Virgil Roffler, Margaret Conlon, that the Lord might grant healing and strength, let us pray.
Hold us in your mercy.
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 Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.